forget. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Christmas Eve Day. That would be December 24th, 2007 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Hope everybody's got a lazy day today. I'll tell you what, you guys have had or you've heard Lieutenant Eric Schein come on my show before. He called in last Friday, and I wanted to give him more time to chat and make people aware of his current situation. I'm bringing him up today for the full 2 hours. Most of us know what's going on in America. We know that America has deliberately driven hundreds, perhaps thousands, of political prisoners insane, and what is United States is one man mental state. It is the whole system of United States psychological torture. The whole story can be encapsulated in one man's story. Lieutenant Eric Schein's background reads like a packet of pedigrees. His father and brother attended West Point, and he himself graduated with the highest honors from King's Point, the sister academy to West Point and Annapolis, which ranks even higher than MIT for having graduates such as CEOs, presidents of boards and corporations, and other accolades. He appointed as a licensed and decreed federal and military maritime officer to serve in and throughout the maritime industry and the United States Merchants Marines on special duty. He was awarded the U.S. Navy Commission with a top secret service clearance in marine engineering. He sailed as a federal maritime officer for numerous shipping companies, formerly American-owned, now flying foreign flags. And above all, Lieutenant Schein has been afforded unparalleled access to the inner workings of our government and United States corporations. Contractors. Yet today, despite all of his accomplishments, the truly brilliant and highly accomplished, articulate, and educated Lieutenant Eric Schein is hunted and hounded by the Bush administration. And this, you know, this is not unusual, it seems, in this day and age, folks. I was just listening to Charles Giuliani's show, and Aaron James called in. He's being harassed as well. But these are not isolated incidents. These are going on all over the country. And I'm going to bring Lieutenant and we're going to get into his story. We're going to let the new listeners out in the audience know exactly what's going on and what's going on in his life since he has been basically targeted by the Bush administration. Real quick, though, I want to point out for those of you who want to get healthier, don't forget to call Don Wiskin at Cartivite, and that's 877-928-8822. 877-928-8822. Also, Lametco International, Todd Metallo, 800-933-2565. Again, that's 800-933-2565. These guys have excellent products, folks. I take the products. I believe in the products, and they work for you, and they're very inexpensive. So I would encourage all of you guys to give them a call. Also, a quick shout-out to John Onesti, Onesti Investment Advisors. Remember, if you're looking to move any money around, if you want advice on where to get the best value for your dollar investment, give John Onesti a call at 505-296-2453. Again, that's 505-296-2453. And when we get back from the break, we're going to bring Lieutenant Eric Schein up. He's going to, we're going to get in his life a little bit, get into an overview of what kind of nightmares have been going on with this gentleman. Be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Got a good show for you today. Stick with us.
Hi. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona on this Christmas Eve day. And with no further ado, I just read a very, very impressive background on Lieutenant Eric Schein to you folks. And evidently, along with a lot of other people in this country, this gentleman is being stalked and harassed. And we're going to, for the sake of the new listening audience, we're going to get into a little bit of why that is, a background on him, what's been going on with him, and bring you up to speed on what's going on in Lieutenant Eric Schein's life. Eric, are you with me?
I am.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing okay. How are you? Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you. Yeah, for the sake of the new listening audience and people who haven't tuned in, you need to give a little bit of a background and overview of what's happening in your world, Eric, to bring us up to the point we're at now. So go ahead. You got the floor, sir.
Well, I'm a graduate of Kings Point. It's a sister academy to West Point in Annapolis. It's called the United States Merchant Marine Academy. It was instituted in the Merchant Marine Act of 1936, and then the academy was opened in 1943 on Long Island, its current home, which is the old Chrysler estate on Long Island. And President Roosevelt said at the time that Kings Point would serve the United States Merchant Marine as West Point serves the military and as Annapolis serves the Navy. And we come out of there as federal maritime officers and also as a commissioned naval officer, that in times of peace, we act as a civil servant, a federal maritime officer, civil service, we're embedded within these shipping companies. We don't actually work for the shipping companies, but we get our pay through them as paid out in trust and enormous federal contracts to some very untrustworthy corporations that are much like Halliburton, KBR, Exxon, Enron, WorldCom, Global Crossing, Tyco, et cetera. And we're there to, you know, safeguard issues of not only civil defense but national security. And then also in times of war or national emergency, our Naval Commission can be activated and we can act as a liaison on board to the Department of Navy. And when we do become active, we become active under the Department of Navy. The United States Merchant Marine, just like the Coast Guard, is moved under the Department of Navy. And what's happened is... a book that I would really recommend people to pick up is Naomi Klein's book called The Shock Doctrine, and it gets into a lot of games played by Kissinger. I haven't seen where they've really gotten into Negroponte and what he pulled off in Central America as a U.S. ambassador, but also what the United States pulled off in Latin America, and even what we've been doing in Russia, China, the Middle East, throughout the world, in trying to overturn popular rule or democracies in many countries, and going after union activists, priests, nuns, teachers, anyone who acts as a public servant and is part of a public trust, similar to individuals like myself, or even federal officers. We've got the position now where 75% of the CIA has been outsourced. The military is being outsourced every day. Instead of military personnel actually peeling their own potatoes and, doing latrine work and everything else, just like in Vietnam and in earlier wars, now it's all being outsourced to these federal contractors, where war has become a, extremely profitable business. And this issue of privatization that is covered in Naomi Klein's book is something that I confronted with the federal contractors, going after them and also the Federal Officers Association. It's called a union, but it's really not. It's also a federal contractor, federal employer, and general agency of the United States, much like the shipping companies. And this whole move of privatization, if you look at how the maritime industry is set up, they've basically taken the model of what's gone on in the economic model of what's gone on in the United States Merchant Marine several times now. American President Lines was a U.S. corporation. And I don't mean just, it flies the American flag, but it was a government corporation, a United States government corporation, as was U.S. Lines. These are two companies that were then privatized, moved, into private hands here, first and foremost in the country, and then moved offshore. And because I've confronted this and what's going on in the merchant marine and maritime industry in our ports and also in our shipyards, I actually went into federal district court to address this, and the U.S. Coast Guard, which is now self-declaring itself to be a branch of military, pulled me out of civil court, filed an Article 2 proceeding against me. And Article 2 is under the executive branch. It's like military tribunals or military commissions. They stepped on and quashed, without following due process, my civil complaints that I have the right, statutory right to make and have heard. And they literally pulled me, or effectively pulled me, out of civil court and have held me within a military tribunal for the last 5 years, not as a naval officer or a graduate of King's Point a federal maritime officer, but as a civilian. And they've been prosecuting me within this proceeding for the last 5 years as a civilian. But it's clearly a military tribunal, a military commission.
Well, now let me back up for just a minute. When you're talking about this privatization, and I'm gaining with more clarity by the minute here what this actually means. When we're talking about outsourcing all the way down to you said that you used to be a military guy that would peel the meat and potato or peel the potatoes and feed the troops. And so we've outsourced that, we've privatized it, and we're paying these private no bid contractors like Halliburton, Kellogg, Brown and Root, DynCorp, and so forth. And they're coming in and they're taking over the jobs that the military used to do. And they're getting these private no-bid contracts to do it. right? So this is the reason why I would assume that you know, a lunch for the one of the military grunts, if you will, over in Iraq costs $12 or $14 for a little, you know, TV dinner, if you will. But this is what's happened. They've taken this and they've outsourced it and private contracted it out to these NOVID contractors, correct?
Right, and the problem with that is that if you make war profitable, then war will never end, and to some extent, that's what Cheney.
Right, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but right, that's why I say by the minute here, I'm grasping my head around this with, you know, all this money that's being put out for these no-bid contractors, and I just read an article the other day that Cheney's interests in Halliburton, if you will, and his stock options have gone up like 4,000% in the last 5 years. Okay, so
Well, if you look at Naomi Klein's book and called The Shock Doctrine and pick it up, I recommend it. It just recently came out, and she's been doing a book tour. If you can get her to speak, you know, great. I would recommend it. But what she does is she points at what we've done overseas, not only in Iran. I mean, we've been messing around in Iran's politics for God knows how long, and Iraq and a lot of other countries in the Middle East, and, I mean, even Israel. But what we've done in Latin America and Central America, the whole southern tip, you know, we've trained these economists, not under Keynes or Keynes, you know, the Keynesian or Keynesian economic model, which was has been converted basically into a war model, to where it is, you know, we are or have been under a war economy, probably since World War One. Even people like Ron Paul and others have fought in their service in Congress and in the Senate, not Ron Paul in the Senate, but there's others that have fought the same battle, to try to pull us off of this constant emergency or war footing that we've been on, that is literally set up to subjugate us all and make us not, you know, to take our citizenship away from us as citizens of the United States and or our states, but more importantly, to subjugate us and turn us into subjects of the resurrected United Kingdom. There's a very British flavor to what is going on here, but Britain or England or the UK is just a thoroughfare for what is being run out of Austria, Bavaria, and Germany. And all of this is an extension of World War One, World War Two, which were giant psyops against not just the, you know, people of all the involved nation states, but the world, in its entirety, to literally create this new world order or one world government. And even when you throw out the term new world order, you see that it's set up to recreate feudalism. You know, where it's royal family rule. And when you look at what's gone on in all these countries in Latin America, Central America, even the Middle East, it's taking the public assets, the parts of the Commonwealth, bridges, roads, the merchant marine, fisheries, our courts, everything and anything that makes up or is part of a public trust or part of the Commonwealth, and putting it into private hands. I mean, even in Russia, there was very few millionaires prior to everything that happened with Yeltsin and Gorbachev and, you know, the wall coming down and everything else. As they privatized everything, they had 23 instantaneous billionaires almost overnight, because they took what was part of, quote-unquote, you know, the public trust, and they put it into private hands.
I'll tell you what, this, you know, as I said, I was trying to gain a picture of this whole thing, but there are so many factions that fit into this. I mean, the preemptive wars, the war drums that are continually beating, and you're right, when you're talking about the bridges and the roads and the infrastructure and so forth, you know, it's all into one grand scheme, but the attacks that are being made on people, such as yourself, and there was another Aaron James that called into my show same day as you did, as a matter of fact, last, I think it was Friday, with just bizarre tales of stalking, bizarre tales of you know, illegal prosecutions and so forth, and psychological testing, and I mean, it's all part of this conditioning, if you will. Now, Eric,
it's shock therapy. If you it's laid out really well in her book Shock Doctrine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. We got to take a break, Lieutenant Schein. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And we'll explore this a little further when we get back, folks. And I'll open up the phone lines at the top of the next hour, and we can take some phone calls for Lieutenant Schein. So stick with us. We'll be back in three.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
We're back. Michael Herzog of The American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona with my guest, Lieutenant Eric Schein. And Eric, you know, it can be said that you were a whistleblower. And, you know, in what you tried to do, you have been, well, basically stalked, harassed. In other words, I believe that they've wanted to undergo psychological testing on you. And this is kind of par for the course with what they intend to do with people that try to open the gates and let the truth in, don't they?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know if I was on the air or not. The whole thing, though, is what is a whistleblower? You know?
Well,
I mean,
in my estimation, a whistleblower is somebody that stands up and tells the truth about what's going on.
Or complains, or files a grievance, or carries a sign, or wears a shirt, or, like you said, speaks truth to power. You know, it's anybody who uses their First Amendment right, and whether in written form or oral form, to get out and speak the truth or complain about what's going on. And what this administration has done, and several before it, and I'm including Clinton in there just, you know, as well, because this just didn't happen overnight and under one administration. This has been set up in, you know, from World War II, if not before. They've literally taken away our, you know, First Amendment rights, or rights to seek redress, and they're literally fortifying our court system now. They're making everything to where you can only file electronically in federal district court. You can't walk in and do service in person. Only an attorney can file. They're trying to block under 28 U.S.C. 1916. Indigents have a right to file a complaint and appeals without cost. But then to even do that, you have to testify against yourself, say what your position is. And even though we all pay taxes for us to be able to, you know, go into court and have our grievances heard or addressed by some neutral third party, the courts have been taken over and corporatized, and they're moving to privatize them, just like everything else, just like the water system, you know, to where now the analogy that I draw to my own situation is as if in the Merchant Marine, the federal government contracted out, and you got to think of what has gone on in with Halliburton and KBR in Iraq, that the just like in Iraq, the federal government said, the United States said, you know, Halliburton, KBR, the other companies, we're going to go ahead and contract out to you, Blackwater and more, and we're going to ask you to provide uniforms and munitions and clothing and food and, you know, bullets and Humvees and gasoline, everything that the troops need, tents, the whole nine yards. We want you to provide that. We're going to put it out under, you know, federal contracts, pay you to do it. And instead of actually doing say the federal government believes that they do such a good job that they go to the point of saying, you know, you guys are doing such a good job on providing these things that we've contracted you to do, we want you to actually go ahead and perform and provide the uniform code of military justice. And if any troops have any complaints about how they're being fed, water quality or anything else, or, you know, the armor on Humvees, we're going to have them complain to you. So you're going to go ahead and complain to the federal contractor that's providing the services, and what do you think is going to happen? It's the old adage of the fox watching the hen house. They've literally locked people up overseas in hotel rooms and then sent them home. We've had federal contracting officers who've been shot in the back of the head because of things that they've reported and complained about. There was an Irish immigrant. She was from Ireland. She immigrated here. She was a contracting officer. I think she actually got shot in the back of the head at Bagram Air Base, I think it was. She had stepped into something and was exposing what was going on. But anyone who sticks up and complains about what's going on and blows the whistle about the corruption, they're taking out either through administrative tactics like they're doing with me, where they've held me in these, you know, military tribunal for the last 5 years, and they're using me as precedence. Because if they, quote-unquote, can do what they're doing to me as an alleged civilian, even though I was a naval officer and federal maritime officer on the ships that they're accusing me of, you know, whatever, then they can use this as precedence to use this branch of the military to go after you. And what they're doing in the Merchant Marine, though, is just like the analogy for the Halliburton KBR in Iraq, is these shipping companies and even the unions or federal officers association, they're more like a police officers association, they get these enormous federal contracts. Like for a shipping company, it's 5 years to operate five ships. It's about $550 million plus, you know, plus any additional costs, any additional profit on top of that. That's just a base, you know, to man the vessels as per contract for 5 years. And what they're doing is instead of providing as per the federal contracts, they're providing a fraction of what they're contracted to do, and then they're using a lot of the money that they're stealing to help protect and defend themselves and hire a fleet of lawyers, just like they're doing for the same companies, corporations that are pulling on all the stuff in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, now, why, in your mind, Lieutenant Shine, why are they doing this? Why have they privately contracted, you know, Halliburton, Kellogg, Brown & Root, Blackwater, Dinecar, all these different agencies, and then they turn around and give them immunity from prosecution?
You got to understand how this all started. Okay. Way back, instead of having the federal government doing it, where you have.
All right, wait a minute. Let me hold that thought, okay? Hold that thought. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, and then we'll have a long segment coming up here with my guest, Lieutenant Eric Shine. We're going to expound on this and get a little history behind this. So we'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Be right back. Call your friends and neighbors. Good show today, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how? Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Lieutenant Eric Shine. And before we went to the break, you were going to get into a little bit of the history behind this, Eric. So go ahead. You got the floor.
Well, initially, rather than having the federal government contract things out and then carry on oversight of the contracts that it lets out, it understood that the best way to do this was to contract it out and then have the government, you know, a smaller army of bureaucrats and technocrats then or whatever to carry out any kind of such, you know, contracting or oversight of it. You privatize it, you have it contracted out, and even many of these corporations were set up as government corporations initially to get an industry going, like whether it be Silicon Valley or, you know, you start looking at General Electric, General Motors, and a lot of these quote-unquote generals. They were started as general agencies of the United States government. A lot of this goes back to shipping and even the railroads and more. But what they decided upon and Congress understood to a large extent was that if you made it profitable, a fixed, you know, profit. Like, say you need $100 in services, you would contract that out and then pay a fixed profit of $10, 10% on top of that. And if there was any additional cost, then you would pay the additional cost plus a fixed percentage. And the problem with this, though, is that, and you've seen this back in the 1980s and even in the 90s and stuff, and even before that with General Dynamics and others, to where what they would do is they would actually run under bid or under contract, and they would end up with a bunch of extra money in the pot. And so rather than they didn't want to give the money back, they would figure out ways like these really expensive ashtrays in fighter jets that shouldn't be there in the first place, or these really expensive hammers that they would get from, you know, off the shelf from Ace Hardware for $5, and they charge $600,
right,
and then have, you know, a big fat manual to go with it. And what they would do is instead of having a cost-plus contract, they figure out a way to take the $100 that's contracted out, you know, instead of spending $100 on the actual contracting, and if it's less than the $100, return the difference to the federal government or put it into, I guess, more a higher level of performance on the contracts, but all that has to be negotiated. And instead what they would do is, like, instead of providing $100 in services or in parts, they would provide $20 and keep the $80 difference and put it in their pocket, plus the increased or the fixed profit on top of that. So instead of providing $100 in services to the federal government and doing $100 in services and then getting the $10 on top, they would provide $20, keep the $80 plus the $10 and put it all in their pocket. And this is it's racketeering is what it is. And guys like Senator Bill Frist, former Senate Majority Leader,
right,
he did this through HCA and Columbia, two medical corporations, where they stole billions of dollars from Medicare and Medicaid. And they eventually had to pay back his father and brother $1.7 billion to the U.S. Treasury in money. And that was a fraction of what they stole. But that's the racket, and that's what all these guys are doing. They're setting up these corporations, whether they be Blackwater and others, to literally rip off the U.S. taxpayer.
Well, and if you add all of these up, Lieutenant, you know, all of these defense contractors, and there is a slew of them, and you're talking about everybody from Halliburton to Carlyle Group, for that matter. You know, you've got
Carlyle's one of the big daddies, too.
Yeah, they just bought the Magna Carta for $24 million, the head guy of that. I mean, I don't know what kind of significance, you know, that shows. But at any rate, you add all these up and what they're doing, and obviously the government knows that they're doing it. So, you know, go ahead.
It's individuals involved in the government that are helping them. And if you look at Naomi Klein's book, you know, Yeltsin was involved in it. Even in the Civil War here in our own country, Lincoln's own wife and Secretary of State, I think his name was Cameron, were involved in war profiteering. And you start to look at this and you go, wow, you know, it reaches the highest levels. And to the point of what they're trying to do here in the United States is, if you look at the assets, and they look at all this stuff like, you know, there's 66 million acres of land that is owned by the Department of Defense worldwide. If there is no more republic in name, And the United States is, you know, gone by defect or default, and the North American Union or whatever else is created, what do you think happens to that 66 million acres? And it's not just the land and the timber and water and other resources on top of the land. It's also the gold, uranium, copper, other ores, that are underneath the land that are then passed on to whoever turns off the lights to the republic, just like they did in the former Soviet Union. With the oligarchs that were created, just like they did in, you know, even in Germany in the Weimar Republic, like they've done to every other republic. They've never carried it on to such a wealthy country as ours before. And in even Russia, to some extent, they've stopped it, and Putin has kind of stepped in and gone after a bunch of the oligarchs. And, you know, I'm not saying that Putin is a good and honest and decent man, but some of the things that he's done is actually to return some of those assets or resources, and to some extent, like what's going on in Latin America, is to nationalize.
But Lieutenant Shine, George Bush looked right into Putin's eyes and saw his soul. Now, come
on.
Right? I'm just kidding you. Listen, but you know, it looks like...
Putin has some nice jabs and things to say, though, too, about Bush. He knows what Bush is up to.
Right, now, and I know that, but I mean, there's a number of these people at the top, and we see this happening all the time. For example, with Dick Cheney and Rumsfeld, Cheney with Halliburton, Rumsfeld with the Tamiflu thing with whatever, you know, pharmaceutical company was behind. There's a handful of people up at the top that seem to be, you know, weaving their way in and out of government positions. So they're in collusion here doing this. They all know what they're doing. They're all backslapping each other behind closed doors and laughing all the way to the bank at the expense of the American people and the world, for that matter.
Well, you got to look, though, too, it's a very small select. And when I say small, you know, you think 10,000 is a lot of people. That's a fraction of the New York Police Department. You know, there's probably tens of thousands of people involved in all this. Many of them don't know what they're doing, and they're just doing it to make a buck and, you know, become the next dot-com guru or whatever, you know, millionaire or billionaire off of everything that's going on and get in and get out. But there's individuals like the special master for the 911 trust, this guy Feinberg. Mm-hmm. He's involved in all this stuff. He's also now taken over the trust for the families that were affected by the Korean student who went, you know, ballistic and shot a bunch of people on campus recently within the last 6 months or so.
Down in Virginia, I believe, right? Virginia Tech?
Yeah. He's now taken over that trust, and his involvement with the 911 trust and a bunch of others as the special master, what they're doing is rather than giving these people a day in court and finding out through discovery what's really going on, they set up these administrative commissions to pay out. And what they do is, like, say there's, I think there was $7 or $8 or $9 billion paid out in the 911 families trust. And what they do is they set up this trust, and then they, you know, say there's $10 billion funded to go to it. They pay out $8 billion, and they keep $2 billion and funnel it out through other means. In my own situation, this new judge who's come in, Brzezinski, he's not only ruled on commerce cases. You know, this is a Department of Homeland Security Coast Guard case, supposedly, which is a branch of military that I'm not in, which just makes it extremely, and they're saying I'm a civilian, which makes it even more bizarre. He's ruled on commerce cases involving Iran and blocking parts getting into Iran that goes to price fixing and oil profiteering. But he's also has a partner, I think he's tied to Yale Law School as well, but he has a partner that he's written articles with who speaks Farsi, interestingly enough. And you start looking deeper into all this stuff, and you start to realize that all this stuff, Ted Olson is involved in my own situation. And this guy, I'm trying to think, it was Charles Wolf, this attorney from, I believe he's from Vedder Price in Chicago. And if you look at Naomi Klein's book, she gets into the Chicago boys. I mean, this is fascism where they've come in and taken over universities and are teaching fascism under some other name. But this guy, Charles Wolf, who was the biggest nemesis of Feinberg, you know, was always talking bad about him. Charles Wolf lost his wife or a sibling in the 911 incident, and he's also involved in my situation, as is Ted Olson, who lost his wife, Barbara Olson, in, I believe, she was on one of the planes.
Right, allegedly lost his wife, which is a whole other story. But it's interesting.
But Ted Olson is also a member of the Federalist Society. And you start to put all this stuff together, and you start to see the interconnectivity of it all.
Right, and so you've got this small group of people up at the top that are, you know, pulling the strings, if you will. And then you've got the compartmentalized minions, the sycophants, who are, you know, the bootlickers who are trying to make it and being promised whatever they're promised, not knowing exactly what they're doing, but just doing as they're told. And it's interesting that these names seem to correlate in different avenues, because I went down and did a little research regarding the 9/11 Commission itself and all of the, you know, the intricate players involved in that. And this same group of people, they were also interconnected into different factions, you know, such as the oil industry and the attorneys for the oil industry. And even Keene Hamilton came out in their own report, after their report, in their book, Without Precedent, and said that, you know, basically they didn't, you know, the people that were testifying should have been prosecuted.
Then you find out all these other commissions that they end up shortly thereafter, and you start to realize that these guys are, you know, they can come out and protest and stamp their feet up and down and say, oh, you know, they lied to me, they didn't give me all their information, when they know what's going on and they know the situation. Guys like Brzezinski, who's the ALJ who's been brought in my own situation, he actually ruled on not only this commerce case I was talking about, but also a TSA case that goes into, you know, charging somebody $700 in an airport for cursing. The long and the short of it, there's more to that, and I could get into it. But he also ruled on a bunch of the, he was an administrative law judge who sat in on and ruled on a bunch of the 911 family cases. So you start putting all the connections together, and it's this group of racketeers who are using shock and awe through one means or another, whether it's something that appears to be a natural catastrophe like Katrina or war like in Iraq, because not only are the citizens of Iraq and Afghanistan and soon to be Iran, you know, being attacked in more ways than one by this whole program, so are we. This whole thing has been set up to impoverish and subjugate the American people so that everybody's focused on what's going on overseas and the funding. And as we're being destroyed here at home and all of our civil rights and statutory rights and constitutional rights and protections dissolved right before our eyes.
And people Yeah, an administrative law judge, there's no jury that convenes for something like that or arbitration. As a matter of fact, I would just, you know, I happen to remember a movie, Aaron Brockovich, where that whole debacle with PG&E, it went to arbitration as opposed to in front of a jury. And this is by design. You put it in front of an administration law judge, and that's just a flunky that flunked out of law school or whatever, didn't flunk out, but wasn't able to make it in private practice, so they stick him in that particular position. And here you go with another compartmentalized minion that's doing exactly as they're told. So it's tick-tock, the game's locked. But domestically, go ahead.
This goes back to understanding the system and how it was set up, was that any kind of arbitration or executive branch or administrative remedy or cure was intended only to be initial and remedial, and if everybody was happy with it, then that was it. But it didn't block you from your statutory rights or protections, and even while you're in that process, your statutory, you know, rights and protections were told. Any statutes of limitations would not overrun that because you had clearly filed a timely grievance. They're allowing the administrative process to find a cure and a remedy and to make sure that it never happened again, you know, lessons learned or whatever. But it wasn't intended to take away any of your statutory rights. And in effect, you could take any kind of a cure that was granted to you administratively and use that to sue in court. But now what they're doing is they're setting it up to where that is a final cure. You have no right to basically get in on a jury trial or anything. We are being distanced from our constitutional rights and protections to a jury trial for anything worth, you know, $20 or more. And to where we are not citizens, we are subjects, and there's a big difference there. We're all administrative subjects to where you no longer have rights. You now have privileges, and you only get those privileges if you are good.
Well, you know, I mean, this goes back to, as a matter of fact, I just had on my show the other day, I was reporting on the Act of 1871, where they literally changed the Constitution around. And you're talking about rights versus privileges. I mean, that's been that way for a long time, where you have to get a driver's license, you have to get a license literally to do just about anything. And, you know, that totally is flies in the face of the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But, you know, let's talk about this perpetual war. I mean, they've been beating the war drums for Iran. I mean, the only thing, the way that this system can continually perpetuate itself to the point where we are owned lock, stock, and barrel, and they have all of our infrastructure, our property, and the like, is to continue this war until they have literally bankrupted this country. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the whole intent. It's just like with Afghanistan and Russia, and now they have this whole thing out of Charlie Wilson's war, which is just more, you know, it's more propaganda to some extent, because that whole thing was planned with big time involvement, and they can play it off with a couple of you know, stooges who pulled off this whole thing single handedly with some, you know, Texas heiress or whatever. It's not that simple. You know, they set up the whole thing, suckered the Russians into Afghanistan, and used it to impoverish the state and spend a bunch of money and use it as an open conduit to funnel money out of the country to literally bankrupt Russia And it only took Afghanistan to do that to Russia because it was already on its last leg anyways. And what they're doing with us, they figured, okay, we'll start with Afghanistan, and, you know, basically these are sand traps. Then Iraq, and they're doing the same thing with Iran. And if that's not enough, they've got it set up with Pakistan and India, that whole region. They've got it set up over in Asia. And, I mean, literally they are. And a lot of this goes to wiping out any whistleblowers, dissidents, people with any, you know, institutional knowledge, is they are marching us right towards world war. You don't put in charge of the second largest school district in the nation an admiral, Admiral Brewer from MSC, one of the most corrupt, federal institutions out there. That's, you know, when I was working there, they were missing $40 to $60 million just in the Eastern Command, EASPAC. You don't put him in charge of the second largest school district in the nation to, you know, straighten it out, especially when it's got billions of dollars of money sitting in for building programs, LA Unified School District. You put him in there as a retired admiral to turn it into a nursery for soldiers and sailors. And now, out of all the schools down in the South because of Katrina that have been shut down, public schools, and privatized, six of them have been turned into military institutions, military academies. And you start to look at all this stuff, and you're like, holy crap.
You're talking about, right, they've turned six of them into military academies because I just there was a big to-do that went on just a few days ago with a number of people down there protesting and being tasered over them knocking down their housing yeah. projects to rebuild. So this is all inclusive
homes.
In that? Yeah, this is all oh, got the music coming up. Okay, well, let's take a break. There's much more. As I speak here, you know, the questions just start flying into my brain. I want to touch base a little bit on Charlie Wilson's war and that propagandist. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Lieutenant Eric Schein. Stick with us, folks. Great show today.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. diseases. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up to the top of the hour here, and then I'm going to open up the phone lines after the top of the hour, folks. But I wanted to ask you, Lieutenant Shine, are you telling me that this Texas Congressman Charlie Wilson, this womanizing, cocaine-sniffing drunk that hooked up with a CIA agent, are you telling me that that was propaganda, that he didn't actually get this done with the Stinger missiles, which ultimately took down the Russian helicopters and caused the Russians to back out?
More to it than just these two guys and this heiress that, you know...
Julia Roberts?
Yeah, right.
Go ahead. I'm just kidding with you. I'm listening.
Well, real quick, I wanted to throw in, though, I wanted to read part of the transcripts from this October 23rd, 2007 proceeding, if I might.
Sure, yeah.
I think you'll find it very interesting. This is about the recusal of the ALJ, administrative law judge. And remember, he's a retired lieutenant commander in the Coast Guard who's getting a pension from the Coast Guard. I'm not in the Coast Guard. And I have a federal prosecutor, a Coast Guard officer, a JAG officer, Judge Advocate General Officer Corps, in uniform prosecuting me as a civilian for, what was I charged with again? Oh, being depressed? Here goes.
You've got a military official that's prosecuting you as a civilian for being depressed.
Right.
Oh, my God.
And
all
trust
right.
me, trust me, a branch of military can make you depressed if they want to.
Now, wait a minute. How long is this transcript going to take? Because we got about 2.5 minutes to the break.
Well, I'll start it, and then if we go over, we can. But let me get into it real quick, if I can.
Yeah, go ahead. All right.
Okay, getting at the issue at hand. And remember, this is the prosecutor defending the ALJ on a motion for recusal, where he's supposed to basically remain silent and say, we don't have a problem with it, we don't have any reason why you want to. But he actually steps in and moves to defend, so there's a conflict of interest, because now he's acting as the attorney or representative of the judge.
Jimmy Frost. All right. Well, it doesn't surprise me, though. Go ahead.
Have been put forward are that this is the prosecutor talking, this lieutenant commander. Some of the causes that have been put forward are that, one, you might be a member of a bar, and that creates – he's a sitting judge, and that creates a conflict since I might also be a member of the bar, too, that you were previously a prosecutor. And this is, again, Your Honor, saying that a person may not serve as a judge because they once served as a lawyer previously, in fact, goes against the very nature of the structure of our legal system that we expect from our judges generally. And I'd go into more of that and what I meant, but he also says in some of his filings that your job is somehow like a pit bull. Quote, he was trained to prove my guilt. That's Mr. Shine's 26 September 2007 motion at page 20. They're using my own filings against me. He says it's very clear that herein individuals are closely involved in war profiteering and oil profiteering. This includes the new ALJ, Mr. Brzezinski, and his own involvement in administrative commerce cases that involve oil, Iran embargoes, playing with supply and demand, blocking parts from getting into Iran to keep oil off the market, and more birds of a feather, end quote. That's Mr. Shine's 26 September 2007 motion at page 26 to 27. The most recent filing submitted today says that gives another reason for your recusal. It says because you live in New York and he has cases filed in New York that this might create a conflict of interest. That's his 23 October 2007 motion at the bottom of page 5. I hear the music.
That's all right. You got another 30 seconds, then I'll cut you.
Okay, the Coast Guard does not see any valid cause in these reasons, sir. Obviously, the Coast Guard is not in the same position as you, sir. We understand that you have the best perspective to decide whether you must be recused or not. Then he goes on, but we did want to make the record that these allegations are simply outrageous. We also want to make the record that it's not just you, sir, that he distrusts, but it's also the Office of the Administrative Law Judge. And remember, there's been congressional hearings into what's going on with the Office of the Administrative Law Judge.
All right, well, let's stop there. We'll continue this when we get back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona with my guest, Lieutenant Eric Schein. We'll be back in 2 minutes, folks. Stick with us. Call your friends and neighbors, and the phone lines will be open second hour at 800-313-9443. Be right back.
Good, 'cause I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is you think I should.
Since 19... 19-